This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this very special Mother's Day weekend. And my first guest on this week's show is one musical legend. Brenda Lee will be joining us later on from the TV show Superstore on NBC. Ben Feldman will be here. Dale Barrow will be joining us. His dad, of course, is the legendary Yogi Berra. He's got a book out right now that's called My Dad Yogi. Then we're going to talk about Mother's Day gift ideas with Eileen Avery. Next hour, one of the other great singers in our business that's been around since the early 60s, still performing today, Tommy Rowe. There's a new show that launched on the Animal Planet called Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters. Jeremy will be here. And then May is Pet Month. We'll be here with the Wizard of Paws, Kristen Levine. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Uh-huh. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And we've been doing the show in our 27th year, and way back, probably in our second year, our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented, legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you there?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book, and it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life, and I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you
yes.
were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life mm-hmm. to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life. And that was because of a DJ friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come in and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee,
sure.
but which was for children. And, of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this past Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
I'm
river.
I'm not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulchot Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when you said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Bye. Lee, a legendary singer, a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. And there's a show out that I really think if any show is going to reach the masses, it's going to be this one, because there's a lot of empathy on what goes on there. It airs Thursday night at 8 o'clock, of course, on NBC, and it is called Superstore. Joining us right now is one of its stars, Ben Feldman. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I failed to mention in the introduction that you earned a 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination for Guest Actor.
How dare you not mention that in the introduction?
I want to tell you something.
That's how my wife refers to me. Everybody gets it's the most important thing.
I can just picture saying, instead of saying, Ben, wake up, she says, the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nominated guest star in a drama series for Mad Men. I love that series. That was a great, great series. I hated to see that one go. But hey, you're on Superstore right now. I love the premise of this. After all the shopping, you can really understand the turmoil and the confusion that goes on in a superstore. I mean, what a great premise.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's one of these, it's one of those premises that I can't believe we haven't seen it before.
Right.
And every single person I know and their brother and their mother has been like, oh, your show stole my idea. I wrote a script that was, you know, like, I've got family members in Poughkeepsie who are just like, I wrote that script. That was my idea. So, it's finally made it to air. and yeah, everybody has some kind of a connection to one of these big box stores, whether, you know, you work in it, which I feel like is, you know, half of America, or you visit one, which is the other half.
Well, you know, it's true. When I saw this, I thought to myself, why didn't they think of this like 45 years ago? Now, of course, the creator is Justin Spitzer, who wrote The Office, which is, this is a great segue from an office atmosphere to a megastore.
Yeah, we share a lot of DNA with The Office. We've got, because there's Justin who created, but he brought some other producers, and, you know, even, like, the guy that's head of props on our show came from The Office. So
really?
We're definitely in that family, but I we also kind of feel like we broke away and became our own thing as well. We're a little goofier and zanier and brighter and more colorful. So I'm happy to be part of that lineage.
Now, you are the character Jonah, who has been described as a dreamer, somebody that proves that work doesn't have to be boring, okay? But you're in a mass of really confused people. I mean, you've got, you know, employees that are part-timers. I love the seasonal employees, okay? The seasoned veterans, the newbies, you know, and then you get involved with the bargain hunters. Do you actually do it in a megastore? Do you actually film it, or is that the set?
We shot the pilot. The very first episode we shot in a Kmart, and the Kmart was open. There were real customers. You know, we would shoot in one corner of the store, and then there'd be a whole bunch of customers. Just it, life would go on. Kmart was not shutting down for us, and to the point where we'd be shooting a scene, and a woman would just sort of wander into frame and be like, "Excuse me, where are the batteries?" And then, you know, like a PA, someone's assistant has to kind of gently nudge her out of frame.
This is the blue light special.
Once we got picked up, they rebuilt the entire thing on some stages at Universal.
So oh wow, that's
great. We've got a. It's a lot more manageable now.
You do that at Universal, of course, on the West Coast, because here on the East Coast, we don't have those studios available. You know, you've been in a lot of stuff. Living with Fran, opposite Fran Dresser, Drop Dead Diva, and, of course, The Perfect Man with Hilary Duff and Heather Locklear. Boy, that'll be a tough thing to work on. And somebody told me that you actually started acting at age 6 when a camp counselor said, "Hey, participate in a musical Annie." You had no desire to act before that?
No, I mean, you know, prior to that, I barely was a human. But here's what happens for all actors. When we're all 6 and 7 years old, we're loud and we're goofy and we've got weird imaginations and we want attention. And then the majority of humans grow out of that and become responsible adults. And then there's a small portion of us who are like, "I'm just going to keep doing this forever and hope that someone gives me money for it." And those are the people crazy enough to be an actor. So I was at camp and I think a counselor just said, "You know, hey, you're kind of loud and abrasive. Let's put you on a stage." And that was my first play.
And you went on to do some acting in Ithaca College. Very familiar with that area. That's
yeah,
a great area.
I ended up studying it, which is always a terrifying thing for anybody's parents.
This has got to be a great shot in the arm, this show, for superstores who are taking a lot of grief these days with internet shopping. I mean, you could be the savior of the megastore.
Yeah.
You know that, Ben.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope people are watching it and are feeling some sort of romantic nostalgia for the big box store. I don't know. I mean, they seem to, yeah, the online, I especially my house where we've got a little baby and we're not going out enough, there's a lot of online, there's a lot of boxes showing up at our doors.
Yes.
But nothing beats going into one of these stores, you know, with the intention to buy a toaster and then staying for 3 hours and ending up buying an entire bedroom.
Or department. Now, you know, it's funny because as you think back, and you're right, what you said earlier about why this wasn't done so many years ago. When you think back, the storylines for this are absolutely endless.
They absolutely are. And you can have anybody, any type of person can walk in the door either as an employee or as a customer. You're dealing with, you know, corporate America. You got all these sort of hot button topics. We've already done everything from guns to, you know, reproductive rights to just kind of everything. You can cover any topic in this thing. So, yeah, it's been really great.
And still on HBO comedy Silicon Valley. But tell us about Monitor that you recently wrapped.
Oh, Monitor was a short horror film that I did actually a while. But that's so funny. You got the whole resume right there.
No, it's not a resume. I actually did research on you. In fact, I don't know how to tell you this, but Ben Feldman, this is your life.
Should I be crying right
you
now?
You should be crying. Come over to the couch. I got my Ralph Edwards book here ready to go. And no, you're very...
It's like I'm on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, right. James
Silicon Lipton. Valley is a great one that I love. I love going back and visiting. And I've shot a couple, and I've got another one to shoot again this year. That one, I'm really... It's kind of an honor and fun to be a part of a cool HBO show. So,
but you know, Ben, you are a very versatile actor. I mean, you not only do comedy very convincingly, but you do drama very convincingly. You did Annie very convincingly. I went back to your counselor, and he told me how great you were.
Yeah, you interviewed my counselor.
But, you know, you are really talented, and you deserve all the success that you've gotten, and I don't blame you for asking your wife to wake you up with saying, the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination.
I have her present me with the Emmy I ended up not winning every single morning.
And then you thank everybody who was responsible for it.
I've got a new speech. I write my speech before I go to bed.
It's like a prayer. Well, Ben, you're a great guest. You've got to come back and join us again. It's Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Superstar is the name of it. It's a NBC hit comedy that stars our guest, Ben Feldman. Ben, will you come back? You're great.
Absolutely. I would love to. It was great to be here.
And good luck with the show, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Ben Feldman has been our guest. Talented guy. Nice man, too. And, of course, it's Superstar Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods after trade talks between Washington and Beijing failed to come to an agreement, former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember.
The large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through. I think the next 3 to 4 weeks are very, very critical. There's still time to negotiate, and the pipeline of products that are on the way over here won't see those increases just yet.
Houston is bracing for more rain on Saturday after heavy rain on Friday stranded drivers and caused highways to be shut down. Thousands also were left without power. Flash flood warnings and watches are in effect in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. And at a graduation ceremony at Liberty University, Vice President Mike Pence says freedom of religion is under assault. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Zedgy today. Well, there's a book out right now that I highly recommend. I really do. And with Father's Day not too many weeks away, it's a great gift idea. And it's penned by a gentleman who is a former Major League Baseball infielder who played for the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros between 77 and 87. And his dad certainly is one legend. Joining us right now with the book called My Dad Yogi is Dale Barra. Hi, Dale, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
This is a great book, and it had to be either very therapeutic to write or very difficult to write. What was it?
Well, it was both of them. You've said it right. You know, enough books had been done about my dad's life, from baseball and the quotes. There had never been a book about his life or our lives as kids and how he affected our lives. So we wanted to give the family perspective, so I thought it was important to write this book and talk about what a great father he was and what an innate person he was.
Yeah. You talked about the relationship you had with him, and it was a very close Italian relationship, as we had in my family, because I'm Italian also. But was it difficult when he was away from home for the family so many days when he was playing ball?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, Ron. Dad was never traded. I mean, how many guys do you know play 18 consecutive years and, by the way, make 18 consecutive All-Star teams? Pretty good. And not get traded. So we lived in the same house, in the same town. Dad came home every night after the games. And we ate every night together as a family. And in the off-season, he was home all day every day because he didn't go away. Many of the players in those days at times had to work in the off season, as Dad did. And so he was only really gone on road trips, a week at a time for road trips, and we would go to spring training with him. So truthfully, he was home a lot.
I didn't realize that. Now, he was with the Yankees in 10 World Series championships. He was a World War II veteran and a first-generation Italian immigrant. But he was with the Yankees during the heyday of baseball. I mean, there were Mickey Mantle, your dad, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, I don't know if there's superstars like that anymore. When you went into baseball, Dale, did they expect a lot of you because of your father? I've asked that question to Frank Sinatra Jr., to Roy Rogers Jr. When somebody goes into an occupation that their parents are very successful, and sometimes the expectations are so high that it's hard to live up to it.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. Incredibly, I can safely say that we certainly know in retrospect we were privileged kids, but my dad raised us in such a way that we did not feel special. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, but Dad was such an innate, genuine, unaffected person. He made people, without trying, feel great about themselves. He was the person that when a person met him, they said, oh my God, he's just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you live with that, growing up in the same town your whole life, you just become a normal kid. Now, I know looking back on that, that sounds funny, but we never felt pressure, my brothers and I. Many times from the stands, I'd hear someone yell, you'll never be as good as your old man. And I would think to myself, you know what? Who will?
Wow.
And I never had or thought about the pressure. Dad didn't teach us the game. Dad didn't play with us. He'd come up the driveway, and I'd say, Dad, play catch with me. He'd say, that's what you got brothers for.
Yeah.
I think he did it to keep the pressure off us. And the only pressure that I ever really felt was because I was a first-round draft choice. So when I reported to the minor leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates, nobody cared that I was Yogi Berra's son. What they cared about was watching number one play and seeing if I could live up to that status. So that was the pressure for me.
And I've talked to, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of children of famous people. Roy Rogers Jr. said, you know, because of the fact that people like Roy Rogers, people that are involved with appealing to the youth, like your dad, and he appealed to every demographic, but the youth idolized him too, that sometimes kids can be tough on you. Yeah, your dad's a baseball player, you know, all this other stuff. You didn't have that kind of pressure, which is great because that is...
It's almost uncanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's part of the book. It's part of what I write about in the book, how Dad could have performed that, how Dad treated the tailor and the landscaper. exactly the same way as he would treat a CEO from Wall Street. He did it without trying. And the people perceived that. My God, this guy is treating me like the same respect as he would anybody else. And, you know, and he did it naturally, and people felt it. We didn't know it, but it rubbed off on us.
Let's talk about you personally in the book, because you wrote this book, but you also had the help of your brothers, I think your oldest daughter. You say that here you were, 20 years old, great future ahead of you, great genes, cut short when you started using drugs, cocaine, all right, which really took a slow toll on your promising career. How did your father handle that, being an Italian immigrant, straight shooter, I mean, and proud of his sons? What was his reaction, Dale?
You know, he trusted me. I write in a book about where he would say to me, "Are you okay, kid?" And I would say, "Yeah, I'm all right, Dad." You know, this book is about making a choice and playing Russian roulette with your life when you take the chance of using a drug. The mind is so strong, it will tell you you're okay when you're not. And I really believe that I was okay. One night, New Year's Eve, early 80s, I was an innocent kid. I come home from baseball and everybody's doing cocaine. All my friends are doing it. I can't go to a party without seeing it all over the place. So what do? This obsessive compulsive kid tries it. And you know what? I liked it. I liked it too damn much. And Father instilled in me the principles of being on time, being honest, never missing a game, never missing a bus, never missing an engagement. And I incorporated that into my responsible, quote, drug use, cocaine use. I thought I was being responsible because I never played a game on it, because I never woke up to it. I thought I was a responsible user.
Yeah.
That was my brain telling me that I was okay when I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late, because it took the split-second timing away that you need to play this game at a high level. You miss too many nights sleep, or you stay up too late too many times in the off season. All you have to do is lose 1 millisecond of that split timing, and you lose the geometry it takes to make that play in the field naturally.
Wow.
And you lose that ability to hit that 98 mile an hour fastball on the button, so you hit it a little bit on the label or off the end. What it took from me was, I think, an all-star career when I look back on it. I played 9 years. I'm proud of what I did. I won a World Series ring. Could have been better.
Little witty things. It ain't over till it's over. You know, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Were these planned, or was that just your dad's mind?
Oh, no. He said he had no idea. He said that completely naturally. You can't hit and think at the same time. I mean, being in the zone when you're not thinking.
There you go.
It's when you're completely on autopilot. He was completely unafraid of failure.
Yeah. Well,
he thought the pitcher was in trouble when he went up. He didn't think, how am I going to hit this guy? He thought, this guy's in trouble. The reputation for being a bad ball hitter. And he said, yeah, I like him bad, but don't throw it down the middle either. You know, he was just an amazing player.
And this is the dumbest question, but I got to end with this, okay? Did he ever say anything about the cartoon character being named after him?
You know what? He didn't care. That's another thing. We as kids, we knew that that we named after Dad, but he never said a word about it.
Yeah.
Later on in our life, that he couldn't collect money from it because Yogi is not his real name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
If the bear was named Lawrence Bear, then maybe he could have gotten some money off it. Because it wasn't his real name, he didn't collect any money from it, and he didn't really care. But we all know that the bear was named after Dad.
Well, Dale, it's a great book. I invite you to come back, really. Your dad was a sensational person. You are a stand-up guy. And the name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, as penned by his son, Dale Barrett. My son lives in St. Louis. And your dad, of course, it was the king of the hill over there in the Italian section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
The hill dad was he was the one that everybody followed around.
Yep.
Dad, Joe Graziola, Jack Buck, there's 3 Hall of Famers that lived on the hill when Dad was growing up.
Yeah, that's great.
And they all followed Dad because Dad was the leader. Dad was the boss. awesome. You have a good day, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Dale, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Dale Berra, of course, the son of legendary Yogi Berra. The name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, and we launched Yogi Berra back in September of 2015. He was 90 years old, and there's more to come. Don't forget, it ain't over till it's over, my friend.
Live with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today, and I was telling our next guest, if anybody needs her help this week, You are listening to his voice right now. She is a Mother's Day gift historian, but she is also the author of Gift Wrap. She's also the founder of GiftExpert.org, hosted many shows on HGTV, Animal Planet, and the Travel Channel. Joining us right now is Eileen Avery. Hi, Eileen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. It's great to be on the radio with you today.
Well, it's nice to have you on the radio with me today. So tell us a little bit about the science of giving great gifts to a great, great person, because you say it is gift giving is kind of a science, and a very, very special one too for a special person.
It's kind of a science, but it's mostly an art. You have known your mom for the longest, perhaps, and you know, moms can be a little tricky to get gift ideas for. But if you look at the history of this holiday, we've been celebrating mothers since ancient times. The ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans, you know, worshipped the mothers because they were the bearers of life. And throughout history, there have been different celebrations and festivals honoring mothers. But it wasn't until 1908 that Anna Jarvis of West Virginia really pushed to have a special day to honor mothers, and it became a national holiday here in this country. You know, mothers give so much to us as children. You know, when we're children and we can't do a lot for ourselves, you know, that's something that you should maybe think about them more often than just once a year, and just, you know, kind of say thank you, I appreciate that. Maybe a phone call, you know, flowers for no reason. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Mother's Day, but that one day, you know, sure does make them feel special.
I always tell my two boys, and they're men now, that if you want to give me a hard time, I won't like it, because I'm their father. If you give your mother a hard time, you're in for a real, real challenge, you know? So what do we do as far as gifts are concerned? I know there are some gifts that you don't even have to buy, like having a cup of coffee with mom and make it a personal time, things like that. Unfortunately, I fall into the category of not having my mom with me anymore. My challenge, even when she was here and now that she isn't, is what to get my wife.
Yeah.
She didn't give me life. I want you to...
No, but you know what? She did a lot when your boys were growing up, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt, yeah. Because it's a different kind of love.
Yeah, it sure is. But, you know, I have a couple of gift ideas that I can share with you. You know, she doesn't have to sacrifice style to get all the wellness and connected features of a smartwatch. And everybody's wearing smartwatches these days. Well, the Garmin Vivo Move HR is going to take her from the gym to the office to happy hour in style without missing a beat. It looks like a classic timepiece, but it's got a hidden smart screen in it, so she can get texts, her heart rate, her fitness activities, all of those things that you expect in a smartwatch. She's going to get it, but it looks really beautiful. It's very thin. It comes with different metal finishes that you can order it in, and different bands that you can get, so she can, you know, match it to her different outfits if she'd like. Right now, they're offering $50 off, and this is a Garmin, and it's just a really beautiful piece. If your wife might be looking for a smartwatch, you know, you might drop a couple of hints and see if that's something that she would like.
Do you take into consideration, as you do many times throughout the year when gifts are on the agenda for that holiday, about the unique personality? For example, is it not couth to give your mother, or your wife for that matter, let's say a sweeper or a crock pot?
Every mother is different. I've known moms who were really happy with getting a power drill for Mother's Day or a birthday or even an anniversary. So with that said, you know, all the moms that I know really thrive on their morning cup of coffee. I think caffeine is what fuels mothers throughout the day to do all the things that they get done. And the Keurig K-Cafe Brewer is the perfect gift for moms who do it all. It's an all-in-one coffee house style brewer, so she can make her favorite coffee, creamy lattes, frothy cappuccinos. It uses the Keurig K-Cups, and it also has a dishwasher safe frother that she can make hot froth or cold froth, because right now cold drinks are also the rage. So, you know, whatever that she would like to get at a coffee house, she can make at home with the Keurig K-Cafe brewer. And, you know, what's even better is her children or maybe her husband would make the coffee for her every once in a while. That would be a sweet thing.
She would love that. My wife certainly would have loved that. She wouldn't have liked the sweeper, but she would have loved the coffee. I know that for a fact.
Exactly. So you better know the person that you're giving the gift to.
I need any other suggestions, because, boy, time has run out here.
Genealogy is all the rage right now, and Ancestry DNA has the world's largest consumer DNA network. And so this makes a perfect gift for mom, because it's going to help her discover how unique she is and explore her family roots. It provides an ethnicity estimate and information about her regions of where her ancestors might have come from, and it identifies potential relatives who have taken the Ancestry DNA test so she can perhaps connect with them. Ancestry has the world's largest collection of online historical records, so she can explore her family tree, too, if she wants to. And right now, Ancestry DNA is doing a special of only $59, and this is something that you can get sent straight to her house, so you don't even have to worry about it.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because that's what I was going to get my wife. How do you do that? Where do you go?
You can find everything that I talked about at tipsontv.com.
Oh, great. Tipsontv.com. I love going there. Well, I tell you, Eileen, you have been a real troubleshooter for me. You have given me some great ideas. You have eased my mind a bit. When was Father's Day founded?
Father's Day came into play around the same time period. Two different versions of what happened. You know, some say that it was to honor this, also once again in West Virginia, to honor 300 and something men that died in a horrible mine explosion.
Oh, yeah, I did remember that.
Yeah, and the other one was from a woman in Washington who wanted to honor her single parent father who had done such a wonderful job in raising her and her siblings. I really enjoy talking to you, Ron, and I wish everybody out there that's listening right now a happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, Eileen. Thank you for being with us.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Eileen Avery has been our guest. We're talking about Mother's Day. It's here. You've got to go out like right now to get this thing handled, right? We're talking about tomorrow. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That's going to wrap things up with hour number one of Ron Sedgie today on this Mother's Day weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, legendary singer Brenda Lee from Superstore on NBC, Ben Feldman, the son of Yogi Berra and an athlete in his own right, Dale Berra, and Mom's Day gift ideas with Eileen Avery. Next hour, singer Tommy Rowe will be joining us from Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters on the Animal Planet. Jeremy Wade will be here, and May is Pet Month. The Wizard of Paws will be joining us, Kristen Levine. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause when we come back. My first guest, the second hour, Tommy Rowe.